T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Houston Astros had their press conference today to apologize and get back in the good, warm, fuzzy graces of all of the baseball fans out there.
Yeah.
Didn't quite work out that way, or at least it didn't appear to. Joining us, host for ESPN Radio, Mad Dog Radio, man with Houston ties, Mike Meltzer here on 97.3 The Fan. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are good. Thanks for joining us. What was your reaction to the Astros presentation today?
My reaction, guys, is I feel I am in the wrong line of work. I feel like I need to be working in public relations because right. It is astonishing to me how the Astros mangled what should have been a challenging situation, certainly, but one that I think with some benefit of hindsight, they could have had today go much easier, which is, I think the biggest thing, guys, is they should have never had a press conference. Having Altuve and Bregman step up to the microphone and say anything was ridiculous. All they should have done today was open the clubhouse, and this would not have been as
Good
big
point.
Of a story as it is today. That was their big mistake today.
That is a terrific point, Mike, because simply opening the doors and letting reporters do what they do would have come out a lot better than what this has at least appeared to come out. How do you think they mangled this so bad? It just seems like they had so much time to prepare for it, and they still seem like they missed a mark by a wide margin.
Well, I think part of it is this. I think their public relations in general, and I don't know if this is the staff. I think there are certainly parts to blame. I think part of it is the overall culture, because it's not like people in sports PR have all that much power when you think about it, but they are partially to blame. I think they felt like when they opened the doors at West Palm Beach, they needed to have some kind of big public presence. And so they felt like, all right, let's have a podium. Jim Crane said a month ago, once spring training opens, there will be some kind of apology. So let's put Crane up there. Let's have Dusty, because everybody likes him, and let's like deflect by having Dusty, who had nothing to do with any of this, up there.
Right.
And then let's bring on, you know, two of our best players who were there in 2017. But guys, if you had told me yesterday, all right, here's an idea. We're going to have Altuve and Bregman step up to the microphone, speak for a combined 140 seconds, and then walk away, I would have said, this is the dumbest idea ever. Don't do that. If you want to put Crane and Dusty up there, have a press conference, fine. But have the players all talk to the media at once in the locker room, because I think the effect that has is I think it kind of dissipates the focus on any one individual player.
Right.
For example, I think the guy who came out looking really good, in my humble opinion, is, of all people, Carlos Correa,
yeah.
who I thought owned
I
it, who I thought was honest, and at least as far as I could tell, up front, did not put the blame on Beltran, put it on them, said that he was sorry, went into details about it.
Yeah.
And if you had all the players talking to the media at once, I think there would have been more focus on the Correa comments and not the debacle that they had, because the first impression they had today was a total disaster.
Yeah.
Mike Meltzer is with us, ESPN radio host, talking about this Astro sign-stealing scandal and the fallout from today's not hastily put together, but it sure looked like it was hastily put together news conference. Mike, if you were the Astros, let me ask you this. Do you feel like the Astros, now that it's all over, like the day is kind of over, do you think that they realize they've messed this up? Or are they that disconnected that they think, you know what, okay, we've done what we said. Yeah, we nailed it. We said what we said we're going to do. And now this is all going to go away and we're going to be able to move on.
It's a great question, because I think a lot of professional athletes, and I think this is probably a strength and a weakness, I think they block a lot of this stuff out.
Yeah.
So I think the players will be aware that they're getting crushed. And I think they're probably going to feel like, hey, like over time, like anything, things are going to dissipate. I mean, the guy who's gotten rightfully crushed today has been Jim Crane. And I mean, like, I have no idea what billionaires are ever thinking in America these days as far as any criticism they get. So I don't know if he feels like he screwed up this situation. And it's baffling to me, guys, that Crane actually said into a microphone, "I should not be held accountable." Like, those are words that in that combination should almost never come out of your mouth, like in almost any situation, because who's going to hear that and be like, "Yep, you're 100% right." Like, it's it makes no sense. It's a complete, you're shooting yourself in the foot. But to answer the original question, like, I don't know. I think their feeling is going to be, hey, being on the road this year is going to be really tough, and we're going to have to band together and deal with it. That's kind of my overall sense of things.
How do you think they'll do with that? Because, I mean, we're all stuck right now in the present of what's going on, but this team is still a very good ball club. How do you think they're going to be able to put this thing together and go out and actually win ball games?
Well, one thing that's interesting, if you look at 2017 and 2018, the Astros were an excellent road team. Like, they actually, I actually think, this is kind of a side note, I think that of the last three teams they've had, I think the 2017 team that won the World Series was actually the worst one. I think they got better each year,
yeah,
but they lost in 2019, and they were actually, and they were too banged up to win in 2018, I thought. And so, you know, this is a team that has done well in all these different environments. And I tend to think that the players are going to be, are mentally tough enough to where they can overcome this. I think that they'll have a ton of support at home, which is obviously a big deal. I think, and I know you, Tony, can probably speak to this, that if you have, I mean, they will be able to clearly sell themselves on us against the world,
no doubt,
in every single road environment they play, even for nefarious reasons. I think they kind of rally around it. What I would worry about is this. This team has won the division, what, 3 years in a row? It's been relatively easy. What happens if they get off to a shaky start and there's some criticism and it's a new manager? And is it working? I think if they get up to a solid start, then I think it's basically, I think they'll be okay. But if things start going poorly, as teams can get up to bad starts, obviously, then I wonder if that can kind of snowball during the season, because without Gerrit Cole, they're not as good as they were last season.
Mike Meltzer, really good stuff, Mike. I really enjoy chatting with you about this subject. One last thing that I wanted to get and ask you about is Jim Crane, the owner, as you said, he's taking a beating, deservedly so, but he said that, you know, the World Series, we won it, and the rest of it will leave up to you. Okay, thank you, Jim. But it's too late to go back now. I don't think baseball can really go back, but the punishment for this team, I thought when it was handed down, I kind of thought it was fair. But the more this has gone on and the more they've avoided this, and then after today's debacle, I almost feel like it was not fair. Are there still people who think that they should have been punished more? And is there anything baseball could still do to appease those people?
Well, I think nationally, clearly the sentiment seems to be, guys, that they should have been punished more. I personally, I think the punishment was fair. I mean, I think that to hurt them more in the future, they would have had to, you know, strip them of more draft picks. But the ones that they already stripped are going to obviously hurt them, you know, in the next two seasons. I hear a lot of suggestions, which I think are unwieldy, like people saying they should ban them from the postseason. Like, I just don't think that, I don't think that works in professional sports. Like, I don't think you can do something like that. People talk about how, like, they should have less home games. I mean, that, first of all, that affects the fans, who have nothing to do with this, obviously.
It hurts the fans.
Yeah, it hurts the fans. It hurts the workers of the stadium. I think it's contractually legal. Like, I just don't think that would work. And there's been a lot of talk about, you know, vacating the World Series title, which I really don't understand, because I don't know who that makes feel better. And I'm not just saying this, guys, as someone who lives in Houston, you know, who saw this team after a horrible hurricane win the World Series, galvanize the city, all that. But I'm trying to genuinely put myself in other people's shoes. For instance, the Rockets played the Warriors the last 2 years. Golden State beat them both years, won the title 2 years ago. Like, if it somehow came out the Warriors were cheating on some kind of similar scale, whatever that might be in the NBA to what the Astros were in 2017, if you told me, well, the Warriors' title 2 years ago would be vacated, I would think, from a Houston standpoint, for me, it's like, that doesn't do anything for me, because the whole point is you want to win in that moment, have the parade, have that feeling. the title being vacated, I don't know what that does for anybody. Like, Louisville in basketball got a title vacated, USC in football, and I've never heard people nationally say, boy, what a great decision to have those championships vacated, because it doesn't make any party feel better.
No, and you're right. Nobody even remembers that those titles were vacated. Yep. I think Tony brought this up when we talked about it last week, and his point was keep the Houston Astros name in the book, because now we'll always remember that they cheated to get it. If you take their name out of the book and you leave it blank, you may not remember what happened. So I thought that was an interesting thought.
Yes, and to add to that, I think Barry Bonds is a really good example, and I think it actually makes sense, even though people may not like hearing it in San Diego or any place for that matter. But I think keeping the records as they are makes sense, because the punishment is that the World Series is tainted and people look at it a different way. For example, Barry Bonds has hit the most home runs in baseball history, but nobody thinks of Barry Bonds as the all-time home run leader. Yeah. That is the punishment that Bonds got for using PEDs, not anything else. That's the punishment, what people think of Barry Bonds.
It's virtually a scarlet letter. That is exactly the point of it.
Very good. Nice stuff, Mike. Enjoyed talking with you, and hopefully we'll catch up with you. I look forward to talking to you a little bit into the season, see how people in Houston are reacting once the season gets underway. Really good stuff. Enjoyed having you on.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it as well, guys. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.